The Black Revolution on Campus. That's the title of the latest book by Martha Biondi of Northwestern University, who will be a guest speaker tomorrow night at Western Illinois University. Biondi believes the Black student movement transformed higher education in the U.S.
They created affirmative action, ethnic studies, African-American studies. They fought for open admissions in many public universities. They fought for access for working-class students, students of color, to higher education, to affordable higher education, and then they sought to transform the curricula of American higher education.
Was the Black student movement inspired by the white student movement, or was it inspired by the larger civil rights movement, or what exactly sparked this movement?
Well, I would say that the white student movement was really inspired by the Black student movement. One thing that the book argues is that that the white New Left has gotten much more attention, but actually this movement was bigger and more consequential. The first major building occupation, most people think it happened at Columbia University in April 1968. It really happened at Howard University in March 1968. This was a struggle that was also happening at historically Black colleges across the South. So it just grew. What influenced the students was the civil rights movement. They completely saw this as the next phase, the next stage of the civil rights struggle. A lot of them were seasoned movement veterans. Many had gone south on the freedom rides. Some had been members of SNCC. Many SNCC leaders of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, saw the next stage of SNCC after organizing in the South as organizing Black college students nationwide.
Who were some of the leaders of the Black student movement of the late 60s and early 70s? Are there any names we would recognize today?
This was a very decentralized movement. It was led by autonomous campus groups, all over the country. So a lot of the names of the student activists, I don't think, will be well known to your listeners, will be famous. I mean, the names of some of the scholar activists who were associated with the movement will be better known, people like historian Lerone Bennett or the poet Sonia Sanchez. But the students, for the most part, were not famous people. They were ordinary college students who really committed themselves to being, effective and skilled activists. And they did, they won many, many reforms across the country.
Yeah. How do Black students today benefit from that movement?
Well, sadly, affirmative action has been under legal attack now for many years, creating new admissions policies that had inclusion and diversity, particularly racial and ethnic diversity, as its real goals. Like, that was a major achievement of the students in the 1970s. In some cases, getting it at the City University of New York, they actually won an open admissions policy, saying that a public university should commit to admitting, any graduate of a public high school who wants to go to college. So they really had this idea that higher education is a right, and there should be a generous financial aid. The tuition should be affordable. There should be a kind of inclusive admissions process so that college education is not just for the elite, but is really for a broader segment of the American population. So they had a major impact on rethinking who should go to college. What should the process of admission be like? How much should college cost? They really wanted to democratize higher education in that sense.
Do you feel another Black revolution is needed on campus today?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I feel like our whole society is, as Dr. King would say, we need a revolution in values. And I completely agree with that. The president in his State of the Union address tried to really stress the growing problem of inequality in the United States. And I think the whole country would benefit by a revolution that brought us more jobs, more affordable higher education, the end of the school to prison pipeline. And we have, more people more African American men in jail than in college in some states. And that's just an abomination. That's an embarrassment for all of us. Incarceration is a major crisis in this country. Unemployment is a major crisis in this country. And just this incredible income and wealth inequality that's been growing dramatically. So if we could begin to more directly tackle these issues, these major kind of major problems in our society, I think that we would really improve society, certainly for black people, but for all Americans.
Dr. Martha Biondi says due partly to the role of money in politics today, it's difficult to get basic, helpful legislation through Congress. She says social movements and protests might be required again to put pressure on politicians and institutions to make change. Biondi teaches in the Department of African American Studies at Northwestern University. She'll be in Macomb tomorrow to speak about the Black Revolution on campus. Her presentation begins at 7 p.m. in Morgan Hall, Room 109 at Western Illinois University. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.